Welcome back to the latest episode of the EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, your host, and I'm joined by Senior Vice President of Strategy and Chief Marketing Officer at EIQ Networks, Mike Rothman. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, Ross. Great to be here.
And Mike, today we want to talk about, we don't often have podcast episodes that are specific to a product from EIQ Networks, but there is a new version of EIQ Networks' flagship product, SecureView, which is being released this month, that it contains a very important piece of functionality that we wanted to hone in a little bit deeper on, and that has to deal with supporting much more granular file integrity monitoring on Windows devices. But perhaps to start off with, Mike, if you just want to give an overview for our audience of specifically what the functionality is and why it's important for enterprise security.
Sure. Well, let's, you know, kind of take a step back and really talk about, you know, kind of how many of these attacks and compromises happen on predominantly these Windows devices out there. Not that all these other devices aren't vulnerable. They are. We all know that. But, you know, Windows with its market share tends to get, you know, beaten down and continues to get beaten down from a security standpoint. So, you know, when an attacker takes over or you know, figures out some way to get a unsuspecting consumer and or business device to execute some kind of malware on their computer, what ends up happening is the malware changes files, right? You know, maybe it's adding some kind of software. Maybe it's changing, in many cases, it's changing system files so that as opposed to using the typical IP stack, for example, you use a replacement IP stack that happens to send all of your traffic through Chechnya before it goes somewhere else, for example. Or it can mess around with any of the other printer drivers or display drivers or adding key loggers. And, you know, basically this is really something that happens at the system file level. So one of the techniques that many security professionals use in order to figure out whether a machine has been compromised and to really understand the security posture of that specific device is to actually monitor the integrity of those files. So you've got a certain set of system files, it's a couple hundred generally, where they're deemed to be pretty critical, and constantly organizations monitor these things, and anytime any of those files changes, that's usually pretty indicative of a potential problem, and therefore that's something that would require some kind of alert, some kind of remediation act very quickly, because obviously these specific attacks can permeate. So this idea of file integrity monitoring is to monitor those specific system files and do it in a way that, one, doesn't burn down the utilization and the compute power of the machine, but also does it in a way that you can maintain the security of that data as well. So one of the things, again, we tend not to get very product specific in the EIQ cast, but this one I think is important enough that we wanted to highlighted that in the latest version of SecureView, what we've done is enhanced our agent. So architecturally, SecureView doesn't require an agent in order to gather data from Windows and or Linux devices. We've got lots of techniques to do that without requiring an agent on the desktop. But for those organizations that want to do things like this file integrity monitoring, like monitoring the device file systems and registry settings, monitoring the USB ports to see, you know, what they're doing if there's data being sent back and forth, we do have an optional agent. Again, optional, I'll say it again, optional agent for our customers to do this very granular file integrity monitoring as well as other desktop-oriented monitoring that can be used as part of the correlation with all the other data that we gather within SecureView to, again, provide a deeper level, a deeper granularity of the information that we're looking at from each desktop.
Hey, Mike, you hit a very good point there at the end, which is one of the things we talk about a lot, and certainly you talk about a lot, and everyone at EIQ Networks talks about a lot, is this concept of the fact that the more data you have, the more data you're looking at, the better picture you have of the security situation of your enterprise. And this certainly feeds into that. And also, I think, supports another aspect of SecureView, which is very important, which is the fact that the architecture of the product is set up to handle and correlate a significant amount of data. I mean, that's a fair point to bring up, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and the scalability happens on a number of different, you know, vectors, so to speak, right? You know, my old math background and engineering background coming back to haunt me. But, you know, on one vector, obviously, you have just a number of areas and levels in which you can collect data. And SecureView supports six tiers of collection and architecture we call T6, starting down from that agent all the way through another data collector level down at the local environment, and then four different levels of aggregation and processing on that data in a fully federated type of environment. But obviously, we also go just beyond log type of information. So this kind of file integrity monitoring that we do, obviously the configuration, asset performance, vulnerability, and network flow information that we get is really another vector. So it is kind of like 3D monitoring, where you don't just get logs, you also get, you know, multiple layers of aggregation, as well as multiple data streams that, again, provide what we call additional corroborating evidence. You know, none of these specific data sources can really stand on their own. You'll get a huge number of false positives, and anybody that's tried to tune an IDS or an IPS device certainly understands about that. So what we're really talking about is having more data to help us prioritize our efforts, right? The closer we can get to understanding what is really at risk, where an attack is really happening, as opposed to different noise level or things that are potentially authorized, the more effective our security personnel are. And we all know in this kind of environment, we've got to do more with less. We don't have resources to burn. So we've got to make those folks as effective as possible. And again, the file integrity monitoring and the new agent with SecureView 3.2 is really about, again, gathering more of that corroborating evidence, helping organizations to further understand what's happening from an enterprise-wide monitoring policy and perspective, as well as just help organizations prioritize their efforts more effectively.
One point that John Linkus, also a frequent guest here on the EIQcast, notes is the fact that better correlation from a wider variety of sources leads to less false positives, which makes your whole IT security operation more efficient as well. So it just caters into that point.
Yep.
One thing I wanted to point out is the fact that there are probably specific environments, Mike, or specific situations within regulatory environments where it makes sense to deploy this agent. I mean, you mentioned that it is an optional deployment. Is it kind of a horizontal situation where certain environments might make sense to deploy it, or are there certain situations where the agent model and having that extra information really makes a lot more sense?
Well, as always, Ross, it gets back to the problem the customer's trying to solve. And, you know, file integrity monitoring is something that's actually called out in the PCI, you know, 12 requirements that they have as part of the PCI data security standard. So, you know, but there are a lot of different ways to solve the problem, right? So file integrity monitoring can happen within a number of different product categories. So as long as customers are doing it, it doesn't necessarily have to happen within their security management platform. But, you know, again, this is one of the things that, you know, in order for the USB port monitoring, which has been required, especially in a lot of our federal government types of opportunities, you know, this was something that we could add to the agent that we thought added some value to what customers really need to do on a daily basis. So, you know, we see some compliance drivers for it. You know, we also see, you know, security best practices in terms of doing, you know, this level of analysis down at the device level. And it doesn't necessarily have to be desktops. They could just be servers. They could be servers that have sensitive information on them that you decide to deploy the agent. So, you know, the flexibility in the architecture of SecureView really allow organizations to figure out what the best way to do things is, and whether it, you know, makes sense for them to deploy an agent on certain devices and to do agentless data collection on others. I mean, I think that's really the approach, is to not dictate to the customer you need an agent or you can't have an agent, but to define the use models where, you know, for solve this specific problem, you should probably build the system like this, and to solve another different problem, you know, you can get away with it with, you know, some other type of architecture.
And this is available in SecureView 3.2, which is available right away, right?
It is. So SecureView 3.2 is available out there in the market. Again, it's something that you know, we've really reflected in terms of what customers needed. So, you know, the packaging, the compliance view packages that we talked about a couple weeks ago, as well as the cloud visibility features, are things that, you know, are really highlights of 3.2, as well as the updated SecureView agent.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us today to give us a little overview.
Thanks, Ross. Always a pleasure.
And for all of you listening, this has been the EIQ Cast.
This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management, redefined.